Good morning. Today is 26th of February 2019. We welcome you to IGSL Morning Podcast. Indian shares rose sharply on Monday to wipe out entire losses of 2019 as banks and companies surged on the back of positive global cues. BSE Sensex jumped 341 points, while Nifty Index ended up 88 points. Yes Bank, Grasim, Infosys, Bajaj Finserv and TCS climbed around 3% in the Nifty pack, while Adani Ports fell more than 8% on news it would buy Adani Agri Logistics from Adani Enterprises. HPCL, BPCL and Infratel dropped 2-3%. China's Shanghai Composite Index jumped as much as 5.6% to entering a bull market after US President Donald Trump said on Sunday he would delay an increase in US tariffs on Chinese goods. Citing substantial progress on a series of divisive areas, including intellectual property protection, technology transfers, agriculture, services and currency, Trump also indicated that he plans to meet his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping to reach a final deal, if progress continued. News update. India's southwest monsoon, which waters more than half of the country's farmland, is likely to be normal this year as odds of an El Niño fades, SkyMet Weather Services said on Monday. Loan portfolio of the microfinance industry grew at a healthy 43.1% to 166,284 crore rupees as of December 2018. Britannia Industries will replace state-run oil retailer Hindustan Petroleum Corporation to enter the Nifty 50 index from March 29. Bharati Airtel's board meeting is scheduled on February 28 to consider the proposal for raising of funds. Dewan Housing Finance Corporation's problems continue to grow as rating agency ICRA downgraded its debt instruments at a time when the non-banking lender is already facing corporate governance concerns. The Adani Group emerged as the highest bidder to manage 5 non-metro airports under a public-private partnership with the Airports Authority of India. Thermax has entered into definitive agreement to acquire their shareholding in the TSPXAJV and subsidiary company in India. Market view. Nifty extended its gain for fourth day. Index opened with positive note and as day progressed Nifty gathered the momentum and in second half of the session markets got stronger and Nifty ended the first day of week with the gains of 88 points at 10,880. In this process Nifty made strong bullish candle and index went past its overhead resistance points of 50 DMA and 200 DMA, which existed at 10,824 and 10,861, respectively. It is expected to make its move towards the 10,950 and 10,985 level, which are the multi-month resistance point for the markets. The daily MACD still remains bearish and trades below its signal line. However, it is seen moving towards a positive crossover. For intraday support can be seen near 10,800 and 10,755 levels. While resistance can be seen near 10,910 and 10,965 levels. For further details refer IGSL Market Insight report on InVentureGrowth.com. Download and trade with IGSL mobile app for live trade notifications. Have a profitable day.